What's up, ladies and gentlemen? The Podfather Nate here from the Journey into Comics podcast, the flagship show of the Journey into Comics Network. I just want to make sure you guys know you can tune in every single Monday for a brand new episode of our show, where if it's comic book related, we've got you covered.
The following is a Journey into Comics Network production.
I'm a dude who likes brews. It's time for Brews with Dudes. Ah, juicy.
And welcome to episode 38 of Brews with Dudes. I'm your host, Nick Maxson, sitting here with
Mr. Austin Hill.
And we're pretty fucking excited. Austin, you've been on the show a million times?
About a million point two.
Awesome. This is our first time doing it live. We've done it at a couple different breweries. But this is the first time that we're going to sit here and give it right to you, right as we're getting into it.
And if you're watching and you want to talk to us, give us a second, because we're going to have to...
Yeah, it's going to be hard for us to read. Again, I think you guys understand this is the first time we've done this, so you're just going to have to bear with us.
Yeah, and if you're watching, share, invite your friends, ask questions. We'll answer as best as we possibly can while we enjoy some good brews.
All right, so without further ado, Austin, do you want to introduce the first beer of the night?
First beer of the night is a fresh off the press today from 450 is today's 450 release we're going to go through, and we're starting off with the Neon Nuggets. Right up in your face.
Give it the twist. Go down a little bit. Let me see the whole can.
Ooh. It is.
Very beautiful.
Beautiful. It is a double dry hopped, double IPA, Citra, Centennial, and Vic Secret hops. Going to put this mic down so I can pour these brews up.
We're going to find out what Vic Secret is tonight. I'm telling you what. So what do we have? We have five different beers tonight. We've got the Juice Busters. I believe that's what it's called. Also, the Piece of Cake, Black Forest or something like
Black
that?
Black Forest Piece of Cake?
That's a super cool name.
It's a cherry chocolate stout.
It just sounds amazing. I made the comment that this is the first in their series of cake stouts, and it just so happened to release the day before my birthday, and I usually don't like cake, but I have a feeling I'm going to like this cake. So, how are we doing on that?
On it.
Got a couple people watching. Thank you guys for checking in.
Thank you for checking in. Ooh, somebody said something, but it's sideways. Oh, no, that's it talking to us, maybe.
Got a nice color on this one.
Good
so,
head.
If you're at home, if you're drinking anything, let's all cheers together.
Cheers up.
Mmm, my goodness, that's juicy.
Ooh, that is actually much better than anticipated. Mm. This is one I was least worried about getting on today's release, and quite a pleasant surprise.
It kind of gave me that zap in the mouth that you'd expect if you were ingesting neon.
Is that Vic's Secret in there?
Maybe that's Vic's Secret. Is that he's gonna give you a zap?
Yeah, really. I tasted the citrus right up front, but...
Smells very hoppy.
Oh, Miss Tia Wright says, happy early birthday to you, Mr. Nick.
Thank you, Tia. This is, 10:53, so we're about an hour away from it. The big 27.
Big 27.
All the rock stars die when they're 27.
All the good ones, anyway.
That's true.
Unless you're hitting legendary level, then you wait a little longer.
Then somehow all your drug usage just carries you on for decades.
Like Ozzy. Keith Richards.
That's true. There's lots of really good examples.
No. Speaking of dead legends, I'm actually going to be checking out the David Bowie Experience at the Vogue tomorrow in Indy.
Mm. Mr. Bowie.
Mr. Bowie.
I just received in the mail the other day the documentary on death. I don't know really exactly what it covers, if it's like the history of the band or if it's just more like a Chuck Schuldiner thing. But I'm very excited one way or another. I think Chuck definitely falls into the category of legendary. He might have made it past 27. I'm not sure. But he didn't make it as long as he needed to.
Pardon me a second. I'm logging in with my Facebook account so I can share away on this. Because
what if anybody listening, even if you haven't commented yet, I'm going to try to get you to. What's the best beer that you've been drinking lately? I just had the Podfather, Nate Phillips. He asked me the other day about the KBS from Founders. He said he remembered us talking about it. I love it when people ask me about beer.
Oh, yeah. I always enjoy having people ask me about it. Sometimes I have to remember exactly what it was, go back and look at my can bank or my picture bank of what I'd been drinking so I can remember exactly what it was.
It's funny. Our buddy Evan, Evan Brown, shout out from Fort Wayne, who we actually met at a 450 release. I feel like he remembers beers that I drank and my opinion on the beers sometimes more than I do.
We actually had a conversation with him, and he brought up our opinion on it and then matched his opinion to it. And we were like, what?
What are you talking about, Evan? Damn.
Evan, you're such a super fan.
He picked up some of these beers for me at the release today because I was unable to make it. So gave me another excuse to go up to Fort Wayne, as if I need another excuse.
Oh, just plenty of excuses to go to Fort Wayne.
We went to, what was it, a couple days ago. Austin and I went up for the Guar show, and we stopped at Matt Anthony's before. We just did a Matt Anthony's tap takeover at the North End Pub not too long ago.
Yeah, just maybe a month ago?
About that. And that was a lot of fun, but there was they had a couple decent beers at the brewery that we weren't able to get.
Oh, yeah. They had flights of six, which was awesome because we went in expecting only five, and he ordered his first four, and they're like, oh, no, what else do you want? He goes, oh, I get five. Then she surprised us with six.
Yeah, I got a fun array. I'm not going to try to remember them all, but I remember us both specifically. I was like, I had two stouts, two IPAs, and two fruity.
Yes, and then I just picked all over the place. I read the names and a quick read at the first sentence of what it was, and I just went through and tried to give myself a good array. I actually did not get a stout because it sounded like to me when you're ordering, you got a very stout heavy flight, and I didn't want to mirror yours too much.
Who do we have there? Oh, hey there, Dane.
Hello, Dane.
Welcome.
Cheers to you.
So what do we want to get into next?
I don't know. Oh, to give another point on this, since it's live, we started off with a heavy hitter, double IPA, 8% alcohol by volume. Neon Nuggets right here. If you're just tuning in, this is what we're currently drinking on. Hey, what's up?
It's so hard to see. We're so bad at this, guys. Bear with us.
Yeah, we got to look in close to the phone because it's on a...
It's on a tripod.
It's on a broken just mic stand.
Right out of reach. Ugh. That's the beauty of doing it live. We actually were hoping to be able to give what I called the Joe Rogan experience. We rented some live streaming equipment that's very extensive. Every time I try to explain it, I feel like I blow it, so I won't try now. But it gives us the ability to get multiple camera angles and be able to switch between them while live streaming.
And they'd all be synced up at the same time, so you wouldn't have weird camera lag, and it'd be great for recording live anything, especially if you're not just streaming live. You can stream live with them, but it's also set up to where
you can just record it.
You can just record and go, and it takes a lot of the video editing work out of it because you can have, say, five cameras going at the same time, all synced up, recording at the same time, so you don't have to worry about finding your time points.
You can if you've got them all synced up, you can just press play, or you can press record, and it starts all the cameras at once. So we spent, three fucking hours trying to get that to work?
Yeah.
We just gave up.
They lacked the instruction manual on it, so we spent a couple
of... They didn't send us an instruction manual.
They're like, here's this stuff, this is what it can do, and...
Good luck figuring it out. I mean, we could have figured it out, but Who do we got there? Who's joining?
That's Patrick Bradley is watching. But Dave Sturgeon asked, have you guys had Scarlet Lane Whorehound Ale? Yes,
oh, yes.
I have.
I think I had that at, I think they had it at the 450 Corn Maze last year.
I got it shortly after the event it was brewed for. The Whorehound event.
Have
I got
you
it
been to Whorehound?
I have not been to Whorehound yet, but I was actually able to find it at Payless like 2 weeks after Whorehound. And I picked up a four-pack right there, and it was quite tasty.
Every time I say Whorehound, people think I'm saying Whorehound. That's not it. Are you going next? Is it next month, Dane? Is it next month or the month after? The one in Indy? I think I'm going to go. I haven't been in a couple years now. So sad.
Mm.
Why don't you reach in that cooler and let's find ourselves another, another beverage.
Let's find it. Oh, not another neon. Just had that.
We were going to just each drink a full 16 ounce of all these, but then we decided...
We're drinking five, yeah. And by the time get to the fourth one, we're going to be drunk.
He will be there. I will see you there, my friend. We'll have to find some good beers to drink.
Oh, so we got... What we got left still, we got Juice Busters, which is another double dry hop, double IPA. So we'll save that one. Then we have
a milkshake and a Slurpee.
We got a milkshake and a Slurpee. We're going to save the piece of cake because you always save your cake for last.
Save the cake for last.
And let's go with this. Let's go with this fresh fruit milkshake infused with blackberry and vanilla.
Blackberry and vanilla. Why don't we should give the glasses a quick rinse.
Here's that, if you're wondering. It's got a very happy blackberry on it.
Would you like to do the honors while I do a quick network plug?
Yes. I'll be right
back.
So
we are, Breeze with Dudes is on the Journey into Comics Network. We got 9 shows on right now, I believe, on the main network. We got a couple shows that air bi-weekly, I believe. We're working on our second show. It's not a beer related show. And I'm sure most people wouldn't be too surprised to hear that it's going to be a metal related show. So stand by for that. I'm pretty excited about that. Shout out to the Podfather, Nate Phillips, host of Journey into Comics, for all that you do. Thank you to Dr. Dongo too for always editing these podcasts for me in the middle of the night, just several hours before they're supposed to air, like we're getting ready to do again. What time is it? 11:02, and this is tomorrow's episode. So thanks again, guys. You're great.
Welcome to the VIP access of Brews with Dudes.
Right. Maybe we should make this a Patreon exclusive thing. We'll see how it goes first. We'll do it a couple times, see if people care enough.
Well, currently we have Nick and myself that shared this, but unless you're not, if you're not following the Brews with Dudes page, you're not seeing this. So it kind of is a Patreon exclusive.
It will be. I'll make sure I invite you to the metal podcast when it becomes a thing, Patrick. I'm pretty excited about it. I think it'll be more structured. I feel like this show, we kind of just go totally off the cuff. But I'm excited. It'll be fun. I'm excited about this bad boy. How many milkshakes have they done now? Maybe 5 or 6?
I want to say 5 or 6.
They had the blueberry, the pineapple, the mango, the strawberry, the blackberry.
Is it 4 now? Because they did. Yeah, I want to say it is 4 because they doubled up on the mango and the pineapple. Because they did the mango first, then they did the pineapple, and then they came out with
mango, pineapple, strawberry, blackberry, blueberry.
They came out with the blueberry, and then they came back to pineapple and mango.
They've definitely. I feel like they did mango and pineapple like a while ago. Before they decided to start doing this series. I'm not sure. I'm very interested about this one. I love 450 to death, but they're hit and miss with these milkshakes for me. sometimes they need that extra week in the can to get where you want it.
Yeah, that's how we were with the blueberry. We drank that one first, like right away, and it was just, we were just
very whiny.
And it was a little too tart for the milkshake that we had grown to expect from all the other milkshakes they brought out. And Nick and I went to Dark Lord Day, which was, what, a month after the release, maybe?
I think so.
And I had happened to take one of mine I still had left over with, and we didn't end up drinking it that day, but we got back after Dark Lord, and we were like, oh, we could go for, like, one more beer before we call it tonight. And I'm like, hey, let's have that blueberry. And it was good. And we were all hating on it at first, and it was good. So, cheers to this one.
If you're drinking at home, cheers up. Mmm. That is interesting. It's not very creamy like you would expect from a milkshake, but
I got that. I got that right at the end. That vanilla really just set it down on my tongue.
Definitely. I definitely got the vanilla at the end. My goodness, this is good.
This is really good.
The color is awesome. Very, very, very deep purple. Gonna have to get a nice light in here, even though we're right above it. Mm. My goodness.
I'm
digging the hell out of that.
Oh, it's so good.
I just want to sit here and savor it. I just want to scoot back on the couch and just take a minute to enjoy.
Relax. You know, kick your feet up. Relax.
We joked that one of us would fall asleep while doing this.
We did. Oh, how's that? How's that go? Come on. Take your shoes off. Pour yourself a glass of wine. Sit back in your favorite easy chair and...
I don't even know what you're quoting.
It's the beginning of the Offspring album, Smash.
Hmm. I've only heard the bangers from the Offspring. I never really got into them.
There's a lot of bangers off of that album. That one, and then a lot of people would say the following album, Inixie on the Hombre, is the last, like, Offspring album that they could really get into, because everything pre-Inixie on the Hombre was very different than everything after. Like, most of the newer bangers people would know were more pop punk and more mainstream punk, and before that, it was more, like, kind of just, like, this kind of trashy, just Man at the World punk.
I like that stuff, though. That's what
yeah,
makes it
it's
punk.
Really good. That's like, I like early Offspring. I like all that stuff, but
it's sad that punk's got so PC lately.
Yeah. But let Fat Mike be Fat Mike. Come on, guys.
Well, so I discovered one new band this week and then was introduced to another good one. Austin threw on some Integrity, which I had never listened to before. And I was just fucking blown away. It was the newest album.
Yeah, Howling for the Nightmare Shall Cometh.
And the song that got me was Serpent at the Crossroad, or Serpent of the Something. I don't know, we were listening to it, and I just, halfway through the song, I'm like, what the fuck are we listening to? So then we listened to the rest of the album, and then listened to it again, and I'm like, I'm in. And we jumped back to an older album, and but then, after we listened to some Integrity, Austin was like, well, you pick a song. So I was looking through his iPod, and then that's why I say that Austin introduced me to Integrity, but while looking at Austin's iPod, I introduced myself to Dark Funeral, and damn, I was blown away. I love me some black metal, and that was what I wanted.
Ooh. Patrick says, I got bands for you. Sweet.
Send them my way. Send the links in here if you want. Bands to play, bands to listen to.
Yeah.
I'm into all of it.
If you got brews you think we should be drinking, if you're watching, or if you're watching after this goes down and you want to comment anyway, throw it up there. Throw bands you want us to listen to. We want to listen to them, and we want to drink them.
We'll talk to you about it.
And we will talk to you about it. Tell you all about it.
Speaking of bands to listen to, we're... We got some music playing in the far background here by Between the Buried and Me, Automata 2. It just came out today. I'm a little biased when it comes to Between the Buried and Me because they're one of my favorite bands of all time. But I will say that this new album is, I'm on like the third listen, and it's a solid 9.5 out of 10. It's just, it's only 33 minutes, four songs, just a total banger of an album. So listen to it.
I've been listening to it. I can't hear it as well or as loud as I would like to listen to a band I haven't listened to much of, but I can't say I don't like it.
It's definitely, I feel like after their last full length, Coma Ecliptic, they've gone back, which was very, maybe not operatic, but it was very pretty. They had a lot of singing, they had a lot of pretty parts, and this is the second part. They've got two EPs that they released this year, and they both are kind of a return to the heavy metalness. But this one is coupled with their grand kind of orchestra is not the word. But
Iron Gang.
Patrick Iron Gang.
Just put up a Bandcamp link for Iron Gang.
We'll have to check them out and tell everyone what we think next time. Oh my goodness.
This Slurpee, man. They're not even called Slurpees anymore. They're called Slushies.
Is this one a Slushie?
Yeah, this one we're going to come up on soon. Yeah, it's still the same as all the Slurpees were, but they just renamed it to Slushie.
I wonder why.
I bet it's a PR thing.
Out of all the things they could get caught up with, that was it?
That was it.
What is some? We're not going to get into it. No. We don't want to draw that attention.
Yeah, but just joining in, we're enjoying this fresh fruit blackberry with vanilla milkshake IPA. Just released today. Sold out today.
So, that is the only one that sold out, isn't it?
Yeah, only one that sold out. So if you have the chance to get to 450 within this week,
get it on tap.
They'll have it on tap. Can't say for how long because this sold out quick and this is going down good.
I was surprised because they post allotments, not allotments, they post how much they have left after the initial rush of the release. And the piece of cake seemed to be the one that didn't sell as much as everything else, which that was I think that was the first can that they announced, maybe after the juice.
I want to say they had I think it was the third can they announced because they had the Juicy Busters.
I think that was the first one.
Juicy Busters was first, but, and then... Yeah, Piece of Cake was second, and then Neon Nuggets.
I missed everything. I think I missed all of them, technically. I just happened to be, like, I would type in their page and go look at it. Yeah. I don't know why I keep missing them.
I follow them on both Facebook and Instagram, and I noticed their Instagram feed updates faster and more often than the Facebook, or just they post there. Excuse me. They post there, and then it does like what I do with my Instagram, links it to the Facebook page. So when I post it to Instagram, the Facebook will load and post it, and Facebook is normally a little behind on it. Wow. Burpee.
While we're on the subject of them, we got to give a quick plug. We're taking a party bus down to 450 for their Corn Maze Beer Festival.
October 6th?
I believe it's October 6th, the Saturday. We'll be leaving at around 10 a.m., and then the festival's over at 5. So we'll be leaving a little bit after that. I went last year. It was phenomenal. It's literally a corn maze. You go through the corn maze, and then there's big sections where they've got four or five vendors in there, and you drink, and then you wander off to the next spot. I think this year they've got over 60 vendors.
Yeah. I wasn't able to make it last year due to work scheduling, but... I'm hoping to be able to get my schedule worked out to this year. Super stoked to try to get there. But I was really stoked about last year, and it just didn't come through. But everything I've seen and heard from Nick and other friends that made it, it sounds like a blast. Like, Corn Maze, from what I heard, fits it. Corn Maze.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome. It was very hot last year. I believe it was late August, early September. But now it's at the beginning of October, so it should be a little cooler. Last time, we just fucking fried. Who's joining? Kenny Max. What's up, Kenny?
Hello, Kenny. Thanks Good for to joining see you, man. Us. Maybe you just clicked the, hey, this person shared it, but cool.
What are you saying?
Kenny wants to touch us both.
I want to touch you both. You can.
You can. We want to touch you too, Kenny.
I'll send you a naked Snapchat with my address. How does that sound?
Oh, speaking of touching and naked, we were first trying to get this going, and we had it labeled.
Had a typo.
It says our first love feed.
Love stream.
Oh, love stream.
Our first love stream.
First love stream. Nick and Austin.
People will be like, no, not like this.
Not like this. Don't tell us like this.
Gross. All right, you finish that up. What are we gonna do? Do you want to get slushed up next, or do you want to do that other double IPA?
Let's. What are we looking at over here? We got the cake last. Let's do that next double IPA. I don't want to go sweet to sweet.
I understand. I would agree with that. How are we doing?
I have no idea.
I don't know. We're just gonna keep rolling along.
Gonna keep rolling along.
Why don't you go clean those cups out, and I'll grab the beer. We decided cool. on the Juice Busters.
Juice Busters. It's on the far right over call? Here.
Oh, that's the passion fruit guava. Goodness.
I hope I didn't grab. Ooh, far right. There you go.
You said far right. I thought you said far left. Might as well go ahead and give another quick shout out to the Lafayette Beer League, Mr. Russell. He's doing little beer reviews. He does videos too, where he reviews one beer at a time. They're pretty cool. He's trying to do some cool things. So shout out to the LBL. They're doing a bike to breweries thing soon. So I think we might get down on that. Next up. We've got the Juice Busters. I'm pretty excited about this one. It is a double dry hop, double IPA, Mosaic, Galaxy, and Citra hops. Damn. That is a powerful combination there.
Man, they doubled up on those Citra hops this time around.
They must have got an extra shipment.
Sounds good.
Citra's not bad. Citra's no, not bad at all.
They must have had a bunch left over when they did their Citra Nuggets two months ago.
That could be the case. They did a second round of Citra. They did do a second round of Citra.
They did do a second round of it.
Goodness gracious, sir. Do I want to what?
Do you want to get this can opening on the mic? Since I've
Oh, sure. We haven't done that yet. Mmm. Juicy. Who else just joined in here? We got Alan. What's up, AJ? Devin Swank, you son of a bitch. Don't make me come over there and split your limbs. Jenna, how's it going, Jenna? Glad you're joining in with us.
You want to get a pour on this?
Couldn't hear it very well. It does have kind of a, when you were pouring it, maybe it was just the way the light was refracting. It had a green tint to it.
I think it was tan.
I don't know.
For those of you just coming in, we're getting this Juice Busters, the double dry hop, double IPA.
Who's that? He's waving at us.
Cody Piercy.
Cody Piercy?
Cody's giving us a thumbs up.
Hey, dude. What's up? What do you think of that that Obscura show? You gonna go to that? Who is that? Obscura, Beyond Creation, Exist. Oh, there's another. Inferi. That's just a mean fucking lineup, and I think it's a Saturday.
Ooh.
So that's gonna be really, really hard to miss.
So let's cheers this one up to you.
If you're drinking at home, cheers. Ooh.
Mmm. Juicy.
I like that. Ooh. That is crushable.
That
Who's
is.
In here? Kayla? Welcome, Kayla.
Welcome, welcome.
My Ooh. Goodness, that is good. I
that
like
is
the way
good.
I like the back end on that.
This is another 8%. So just joining us now. This is our third beer. We started off with the Neon Nuggets. Quick show to you there. Followed by the
pretty good. That was pretty good.
Fresh Fruit Milkshake IPA, which is infused with blackberry and vanilla. Give you a quick happy raspberry look at that.
That treated us well. Hey, buddy.
And now we're smashing into this Juice Buster.
Juice
double
Buster.
Dry hop, double IPA. And that Neon Nugget was an 8%. That Fresh Fruit was a... Not a fucking clip. Oh, there it is. 6.4%.
Not too bad.
And this one is another 8%. And our journey into this was first discussed as we were each going to drink one whole 16 ounce of each. The piece. And
this is very clear. The neon was a little hazy, but this one's
here,
clear.
Let me put my mic down so I can...
Goodness gracious.
Sure, the live people can hear me better than the people on the mic, but that's what you get for...
That's okay. We got a little bit... We got a couple things going on here.
So that's pretty clear for being a double IPA. That's...
It's incredibly smooth for being a double IPA.
It doesn't even...
doesn't bite.
No, the IBUs are real low. I'd say this is like maybe a 30
yeah,
IBU.
Yeah, it's not bitter at all. Mmm.
Named right, because that juice busts through the bitterness and the hoppiness of this delicious beer. Man.
This is one of those weird nights where it's, so far in my opinion, it's progressively getting better.
Wow.
This is, like I said, like, crushable is the word. Like, yeah. I feel like I could get myself in trouble drinking these.
I'm a big fan of the artwork on this, because if you didn't notice, it's actually... kind of a throw
What's
out
up, Andrea?
To the Ghostbusters,
Welcome.
Juice Busters, and it's kind of like the Ghostbusters got slimed. Cody Piercy says, might go to the Obscura, gonna go to Chicago to see Batushka. Got
Batushka? I don't know who they are. I might have to check them out.
Got any places to go for awesome brews? It says see more, but... can't quite get that from here.
I'm trying to look it up on my phone. While I'm figuring out where you're asking for suggestions.
Up in Chicago, one that comes to my thought is, I have to say it, even though I'm not the biggest fan of their beer, but Lagunitas.
I've not actually been to Lagunitas, and the only time I went was not the best experience. Where did we go? That was awesome. High Noon or Noon Whistle. It's not quite Chicago. It's in the Chicago area. I think it's a suburb. I think it's Lombard. Noon Whistle was fucking awesome. What was I going to tell you, Cody? Unhuman. If you haven't listened to Unhuman, they're going on their first tour in years. They never play. It's the lead guy from Cryptopsy. They're finally playing. The closest they're going to be is 8 hours, which fucking sucks.
In Canada, right?
It's in Canada too. So
get your passport ready.
Damn it! There's a lot of really good shows coming up.
Yeah, it's like
I'm just in trouble.
That midsummer hump went by, and now all these concerts are just like running downhill, just filling
Bangers.
Up fast.
Guar was a couple days ago.
David says, Nick, what's up, my dude?
Dave who? Oh, Mr. Patchett. That fucking bastard today sent me pictures of myself from, like, middle school, high school.
Those are good friends right there.
Oh, man. I was like, where the fuck did you get those?
I still
He's
have
like,
some.
I have my sources.
I have
I'm
some
like,
pictures
no.
of you I'm still waiting to send you.
He had pictures of me, like... No beard, short hair.
I had somebody from high school a while back posted old picture of me in the computer lab, early high school.
Who's that? Derek? What's up, Derek? Welcome.
And it was like, wow. It was back in my like weird goth phase where I wasn't sure if I was going to be like that kind of metal goth, black metal goth, or just listening to Morrissey in my room writing bad poetry goth.
I was the worst kind of, like, I'll just say it started with My Chemical Romance. That's the kind of emo I was.
I hate to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. You remember that band Orgy?
Mm-mm.
There's a kind of like this new metal industrial type band. It was the first band that Korn actually signed to their record label started.
Glad to have you, my friend.
And
Dave, you keep making that face all day. I'm telling
guitarist you had this bleached out hair up top with black on the bottom.
Ooh.
And it was just like, the way he did it was cool, and had a girlfriend at the time that did it. But this years later, I was trying to like just clean out the black from my hair, and I had hair.
I've only seen the one picture, and it was hilarious.
Long ass hair. My hair was almost as long as Nick's.
I straightened my hair. I was weird.
And I tried to just bleach it all out. I got this stuff that was supposed to take black out, and it just didn't. Like, the bottom half of my hair was so enriched with black dye from re-dyeing my hair, because when I do it, instead of just touching my roots up, I'd redo the whole thing for more of a natural look. So when I dyed it, I had blonde for like a third, a quarter, and then I had this bronzed out orange for a quarter, and then I had black. And this dude that I was in a computer class with and a couple other classes with sent me this picture on Facebook of me in a computer lab working on something in this trashed out flannel with patches and black fishnets underneath and looking just fucking kind of crazy with that hair just looking fucked. And I was all like, dude, I hadn't talked to dude in years, and I just get that, and I'm like, wow, what a throwback to what I was back then.
I'm very happy that I had friends. In fact, I don't deserve
it. Are you saying I didn't have friends?
No, I'm saying I'm glad that I did during that time.
Oh, yeah.
You look back at the pictures, you're like, damn, I was fucking stupid.
No, I don't think I was stupid, but I was like, man, that definitely reminds me of itself in my time when I was still in high school, and I go, man, I don't know who I am. And I'm trying to fucking find myself again.
And I'm not going to find myself in these tight-ass pants.
I never really wore tight pants.
Oh, I did the tight pants. But that is not something that we're going to get into. I am loving the shit out of this beer.
I'm almost this done. So this is good. So good. I'm starting to feel it a little bit. These are
heavy. I'm getting to that point. Mm-hmm. Keeping a good pace. Who do we have joining us?
Brian Smith.
Brian Smith.
Oh.
Who's that? What's fucking Patchett saying?
Oh, what are we drinking? And turn up the volume a little bit.
Turn up the volume.
Let's see if I can.
I think the only thing we can do is just talk louder. Or move it closer.
Oh,
oh no.
Oh, hold on.
Technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties. Gonna get a little.
Stay with us, folks.
Shaky.
That's okay. Like we said before, this is our pilot doing things live, so thank you guys for sticking with us.
Can you hear us better now?
Who is this? Daniel Favors. For those of us just joining, what are you gents drinking?
We are drinking... here, let's start from the beginning.
No, we're not doing that again. Just show them what we're drinking.
We are drinking Juice Busters. It's a double dry hop, double IPA with Mosaic, Galaxy, and Citra hops. And it is fucking delicious. Doesn't even taste like a double IPA.
We're listening to some Converge. Dan, I know that you'll appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Who else just joined? David, is that... Who's that? He's jumping back in. Yes, louder. I don't know what you want from me. Is that better? We'll have to work on that.
We'll move the camera closer, but we know you guys really don't want to see us that well.
Yeah, probably not. Might not be a bad idea. When you go, when you get up to wash the cups, you can mess with it for a sec. All right. We're working on it. What is Dan saying? Converge tasty. It's Reptilian. Reptilian by Converge.
What does that look? Is that?
That'll work, I think.
Yeah, that'll work.
If we lean in, we should be okay, I think.
We can actually read a little better now, too.
Better? There we go. Haven't talked to you in a while, Dave, and now I hear from you twice in one day. What the hell's going on? Ooh. My goodness, we're 40 minutes in. I don't think I have any more shout-outs. I've already shouted out as much as I can shout. Dave wants me to shout more. Let me lean in here and grab the next beer. Can you? You still see me? All right. What do we have next? There we go. This one's going to be fun. This is a smoothie-style Berliner Weiss with passion fruit and guava. So they say. We have a guest. Slurpee. If you get a cup, you can try some. And she goes to get a cup. Yo, 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 Evan, welcome to the party. Justin, welcome. We're having a party now. Evan and Justin are in.
So much closer now.
It is. We're going to make it. Say something, Justin. How are you doing tonight, Evan? Glad to see that you're in here.
Let's get with the porn of this. Ooh.
This thing's full up. All right, let's get to porn. He says the slushies fire four times. Evan, go ahead and without going into detail, tell us what your favorite is. Maybe just go down the list. Sup, man? David Linder. Welcome, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Dave, come back on the show. Creed snuck in. He almost snuck away. Creed's in here now, too. Justin needs to get in on the show. Fucking Dave needs to get in on the show. Creed never wanted to be on the show when he was on it. What are you saying? Love you guys. We love you, Dave. Just got home. Should have stopped over. You should have stopped over, Justin. You totally should have.
Poured these back and forth to give it a mix because it went a little settled.
This looks fucking thick. My goodness, Dave Linder, I love you. Yes, I did, says Creed. All right, man, I won't fight with you. I won't fight with you. All right.
Ooh, look at this. Evan's thing. Sorry, we're live. And I don't
he goes, juicy happened. One, slushy two. We can't read the rest. It's okay for now. We'll try to fuck with it. We'll start drinking, then we'll try to look at it.
Cheers to you drinking at home?
Yep. Everybody, group cheers. Holy shit.
Oh my lord.
I don't know if I ever had a. Brian Martin.
Hey,
what's
Brian.
Up, Brian?
What's up,
Creed says he'll be back for the next one. Well, let's do it. We're doing it here soon. Holy shit.
Actually, we might do it live in Indy tomorrow.
There's a good chance. We got some fun things going on.
Ooh, cheers to you too, Evan.
What are you drinking on, Evan? I know if you're sitting there listening, you're drinking something. Mm-hmm. Holy shit.
I want to drink it slower than that milkshake we just had.
Oh my goodness. It's so tasty. Who's that?
We have Miss
Dave's in on it. Reminds me of the 420 juice from the Answer Brewery. What is that? What are you talking about, Evan? Evan, you don't have to necessarily do it on this this stream, but you got to text me your schedule so we can figure out when I can get up there. Nasir, my friend. Good to see you. This has got a beautiful peachy kind of color. How would you describe?
I would describe this as almost like a
orangey
mango orange juice kind of look and texture to it.
I don't know if I've ever had passion fruit by itself. What does passion fruit taste like?
This? The answer from Jess, it says this is what passion fruit tastes like.
Well, I'll take it.
Well, I guess.
What's guava?
Just delicious.
The guava got me confused because I thought it was not pineapple, but mango.
Mm. It's definitely that, I'm getting a pineapple-y mango. More mango.
A guava is kind of like a mango, but it's a little bit like more of a sweet kind of sourness.
Where's the R&D department?
R&D? Oh, that's me.
They fucking suck. That is us. What's everybody drinking at home? I'm sipping the Gyroscope from Urban Artifact. Ooh, Urban Artifact, that is good stuff. I'm heading down to Indy tomorrow for a little birthday trip, and I'm trying to think of where I want to stop. I'll have the boy with me for the first part of the trip, so I can't go to the place that I wanted to go. I wanted to stop by Backstep in Crawfordsville, but they're 21 up. So I'm trying to find another place to hit up maybe. But then I've got tickets to the, Indiana Brewers Cup. So there's going to be a bunch of stuff there. So it's hard to decide. Deviate. Evan thinks that the passion fruit's what really comes out in this one.
Guava, they have a pronounced and typical fragrance similar to lemon rind, but less sharp. The outer skin may be rough, often with a bitter taste, often soft and sweet, varying between.
I'm definitely getting, it's definitely got that lemon kind of sweetness.
Yeah. That's.
Kids only is Sun King. Sun King would be cool. I've not been there. Basic Bitch, Jack and Coke. Jack and Coke's okay. Hey, David Lee, how's it going, man? When's the Brewers Cup? The Brewers Cup is tomorrow in Indy, and I can get extra tickets, Evan. If you want to come, I can get you a ticket for free. And there's food. The ticket includes food, parking, and I think there's over 60 breweries there that are giving out samples. I'm trying to get someone that wants to go. It's my birthday, Evan. Tomorrow's my birthday, so I'm trying to find something fun to do. That the Brewers Cup might be it.
Eleven thirty-seven.
22 minutes. What time? It starts at 5.
Starts at 5 o'clock.
The tasting is from 5 to 7, and then they hand out the awards at 7. And I think Tex and I have a beer in it. We turned in our blueberry stout, which won a Whitestown Brewing Contest, which got us into another tournament, and I think it's this one. I'm an award-winning beer brewer. Tex and I. It's a team. I know, brother. I talked to Brett, and we want to get down to Laffy to party with you.
Hey-o.
I really, really like this beer. It's very sweet, though. It's very tart. So while I really like it, I don't know if I would say it's better than the Juice Buster yet. Juice Buster is probably still number one. You get off at 2? Seriously, send me a text, dude. Seriously, I would love to get a crew going. Austin might go.
I might go. I'm already going down to Indy for a David Bowie tribute show at the Vogue for that night. So
that would be the more than a perfect pre-party.
And I know the person I'm going with, they really enjoy good beer, so I might be able to talk them into leaving earlier. So might be a party.
We will see.
To be continued.
We will see.
Ooh, we have.
We've only got one more.
I think the last time I said that, you puked everywhere.
I wouldn't say the last time you said it, but one of the times you said it. David Bowie sounds amazing. Evan, just come up and hang, dude.
Yeah.
Just come up and hang, man.
Just come hang.
Ooh, now we're listening to some Tesseract.
My favorite Slurpee has to be pineapple.
Rank your fave Slurpees. Indiana City Beer. Yes, Cody, I've been to Indiana City Beer. They did a metal festival that my band played at. I liked a lot of their beer. One of their beers... they just canned, and it tasted really metallic. I tried telling them, and they didn't fucking care. But I love it as a venue. Get it, shit, moving. You're moving, Dave? Hit me up and come get beer. We've still got a couple cases of our stuff. We've got a little bit of everything. So I would love to give you some of our beer. Just says blackberry number one, pineapple number two. I don't know them all in order, but I would say pineapple one, and this is probably two. Hey, Katie, what's up? Welcome to the party.
I'm out of beer, so I have to thumbs up.
You want to go give these a quick rinse?
Sure.
Ooh, thank you, Jess.
You are welcome.
You're welcome to come have some cake with us, too, after.
I don't know if it's chocolate. Why don't you grab it?
No, why don't I grab it and do an introduction to this?
We've only got one more.
Got one more, and it's a piece of cake.
Show everybody what we're looking at.
It's a, let me read it real quick. It's a piece of cake, Black Forest Party Stout with cherry, chocolate, and vanilla.
Pastry.
And it is a piece of cake.
This is the one that made me say, like, I really need to get to this release. Cherry is one of my favorite fruits, and then I love me some chocolate. I'm in Florida. I've been, what? No, Dave, what? You've not been in Florida for 7 years. How did I not know that?
Nate Phillips.
The Podfather is in the building. The Podfather cometh.
The Podfather made it for the last beer.
All right. Let me know what you think. Evan's excited. Evan's all about this. And blesseth the pod. Yeah, the moment that we're done with this, I have to send it to you for the pod bean. I promise we're going to get better at this. I think I say that every time I do this.
We say a lot of things every time we do this that we should be doing. Like, logging. And taking pictures. And
we're so fucking bad at it.
You know what? This live feed is a good way to log it because we can just go back and go, oh, that's what we drank. That's what
damn
we said.
Dave.
The issue is that you get so drunk doing it, you forget to do everything after.
I think I'm technically Dave. I think I can send things to you. I think they've kind of laxed the laws on sending stuff. But I need to check into it. Dave wants me to send him some beer down to Florida.
Beer.
There's a couple different companies that do, like, subscription beer things. I'll buy it now. I want to try the brew. You send me the cash, and I'll make it happen. Ben Rose is in the building.
Hey,
welcome,
Ben.
I just realized my mic was off. I don't realize how long it was off, but hopefully we got
Tartan.
Some background.
Nate says the KBS was dope. Beefy Boy and Lauren from Foodies downed three at Twincade.
Ooh.
Give Lauren my props. Fuck.
Props to Lauren. I bet she was really feeling that for that.
We need to get up there to Twincade. Nate was telling me about it at LaffyCon.
What is Twincade?
It's like a barcade. It's got a bunch of machines and stuff. So,
well, we got this piece of cake poured.
This is the one I've been waiting for, the grand finale.
What time is it now?
We're almost. It's almost birthday time. So
almost
it's,
birthday time.
What time is it?
11:44.
We're probably not going to make it. But
early birthday toast, early cake.
You guys selling beer. We're not allowed to sell beer. We're not selling beer, but we are giving samples. And if you want to
trade,
if you want to trade or something, we can make that happen. Fuck yes, that's my dude. All right, Dave. We'll take this conversation somewhere else. We don't want to leave a paper trail. We got a fun new catchphrase. If you're drinking at home, cheers.
Cheers.
Let's enjoy this piece of cake. Damn. Fuck.
That is...
That's a big beefy... It's not beefy is not the word.
That is a flavor-fronted stout, and it just holds all the way through.
My goodness. That's so good.
I'm eating my cake, and I'm having my icing, too.
Thank you, Nate. Cheers, yes. Evan.
You get your chocolate cake with your vanilla icing, and you got your cherry drizzle on top.
My God.
That is what I'm drinking.
Cheers, Dave. That piece of cake is phenomenal. I agree. I definitely agree. I am so excited to see where they take this. If the first one is cherry chocolate vanilla, I can't imagine where they're going to go next.
What if they make a carrot cake one?
Carrot cake.
Whatever cake one they make, I'm drinking.
I bet they could put like carrot puree with like.
It is your birthday, Dave. I forgot that we shared birthdays.
Spices.
Right, you there with flapjack nugs. I love the flapjack.
Love flapjack nugs.
Oh shit, where am I? Ben, come hang out tomorrow. We're trying to get a crew for the birthday. No. Come Monday for Angel Vivaldi, Ben. I booked Angel Vivaldi, that virtuoso guitar player. Dude, that's a dream come true. It's probably the most expensive birthday present I've ever bought myself. That's why I need people like you to come and help subsidize it.
My most expensive birthday present to myself was going to Vegas Death Fest this year.
Arguably more expensive than what I'm about to do. And I did that whole shit promoter thing where you book one of your favorite bands and then have your band open.
Perfect.
I was like, I don't give a fuck. And then the other band dropped off. So right now it's just my band, Weed Bee, and Angel Vivaldi. So
should be a good time.
It's going to be a very good time. Oh, my goodness. Well, we are there. We're at the end of the show. So let's
end of the show.
So what we like to do, for those of you who've not listened before, Nazareth, what's up? This Nesto taking over now. Oh, hello there. Hello there, El Nesto. So at the end of the show, we like to rank the beers. And by rank, I mean we like to at least say what our favorite is. And then we usually go from there. Thank you for the happy early birthday, Dave. Austin, do you want to go first?
No.
It's my show. You have to go first. You can just talk while you're thinking about it.
It is your birthday, too. So
it is,
man. Let's go ahead and go over these one last time just to push in what we had.
We started with the Neon Nuggets.
And what was that?
Well, we're not going that far. We can't. We've already done it too many times.
Too many times.
The fresh fruit, blackberry, the juice buster, what's up, boss? Nazareth, you're the best, man. I miss you. Thank you for loving on the beard. I keep thinking about giving everything a trim up, but hearing stuff like that makes me think I'll make it a little bit longer. Passion fruit. Guava, Berliner Weiss, and the piece of cake.
I gotta say that Juice Busters, man, that
it was super crushable for being 8%.
So good double dry hop, double IPA. So it was just like hopped to oblivion and then just made to be the most drinkable double IPA I've ever had. And so good. So good. And I don't even know where my number two is. It's a toss-up between the passion fruit guava and this cake. But, man, that milkshake.
It's so hard.
And the neon. The neon came out of left field on me, too, because that was the one that just seemed like the one that wasn't going to be.
Yes, Nate. As all good of these, was. Every single beer today was part of the release.
Yes. And I gotta give out a shout to Dr. Dongo for picking these up for me when he went down there today, so we were able to enjoy them tonight on Brews with Dudes Live.
We're gonna it's gonna sound like a broken record, but I'm gonna say my number one was the Juice Busters. And they're so opposite end of the spectrum between the slushy and the cake. I think I would drink more of the cake than the slushy, but I will disagree. While I really, really liked the milkshake, I don't think I liked the neon very much. I wouldn't even say that I liked it.
It just surprised me how much I liked it from what I expected out of it from when I first saw it and read what it was.
It's very typical. It's a very typical double IPA. Yeah. Double dry hop double IPA. But everything else was killer, and I really wish that I'd gotten more of all the other ones. Yeah.
I got to say, my expectations from the Neon Nuggets is just because I'm so saturated with the Nuggets line that every time they come out with one, they've done such a variety. Just the Citra Centennial and Vic Secret hops just felt like it was a previous Nugget with one hop switched to give it a light different sort of flavor.
And that's why I'm kind of I'll just say burnt. I'm just a little burnt on the Nuggets. The New England style, super hoppy, super the dry hopped. I'm burnt on it all right now. So well, shit. Well, there it is.
There
we both
is.
Agreed. The Juice Buster.
Juice
totally
Busters
fucking
it is.
Taking the cake, which I did not expect. I totally didn't expect because it was a double dry hop, double IPA. So where I just said I was sick of it, the other one that was made the same way is my fave. So what are you going to do? Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you guys for watching.
Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you for talking with us.
Yeah, it was really fun getting to interact with everybody. And I hope that y'all want to do this again. I know like I feel like I want to.
I really want to. This was fun.
So if you liked it,
refreshing.
Share this video. If you really like us, like the page, invite your friends to like the page. I've heard so many people say that since they heard that we were doing this, that where they would never think about getting a different kind of beer, that we have encouraged them to try new beer. And my good friend Steven, he says something that makes him feel alive is trying something new every day. So if the only new thing that you're going to do in the next week is try a beer that you've never tried, I'm okay with that. So thank you, Austin, for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Jess, for arriving surprisingly at the end there.
Fashionably in time for the good stuff.
And we will see you next time on Brews with Dudes.